Well, with this weekend, we know that the 4th of July is coming up and some of us already celebrating. And of course, one of the biggest things and the biggest ways that we celebrate is with fireworks. And as beautiful as they are, they can be dangerous too. So we're going to talk about firework safety and, some of the other warnings that come along with 4th of July that you might not even think about. So we brought on to the show this morning Dr. Ryan Rice of Penn Highlands Plastic Reconstructive and Cosmetic Surgery. So good morning, Dr. Rice.
Morning, Brittany.
First of all, I think this is a great topic to cover because so many of us, I'm already hearing the booms, right? So many of us are already putting off fireworks in our backyard, especially with maybe some of the bigger celebrations canceled for this year. You want to be careful, though, certainly. What do you think is the biggest risk whenever putting off fireworks? What do you usually see?
Well, the most common injuries are definitely hand injuries with fireworks, but you can have, injuries to the face. But I would say the most common would be burn injuries to the hand. The blast itself can cause injuries, to the extreme where you end up with an amputation to some of the minor injuries that you get, such as with just kids with sparklers.
Yeah.
Sparklers are really hot. They can burn at like 2,000 degrees, which can melt metal. So although the injury might not be as significant as what you'd get if you a firecracker blew up in your hand, there are different ways you can get injured, and there's different things you can do to try to protect yourself to avoid those injuries.
Sure. As with a lot of things, I think the best thing that you can do is prevent it in the first place. So
exactly.
If you don't have to celebrate with those great big fireworks, that might be the best thing to do is to let somebody else handle it.
Yeah, especially if there's a lot of little kids around. There's a lot of options that are less dangerous than some of the others that people come up with.
Sure. Now we have to ask, if something were to happen, you get injured of some variety dealing with fireworks, what's the next step?
Seeking medical care immediately, obviously, is the best option. And depending on what the nature of the injury is, will kind of determine what you do. You know, with a burn injury, you want to get that area nice and cooled down. So if you have cold water, if you have a bad burn injury to your hand, just put your hand in cold water. But the important thing is to, if you can get yourself to the emergency department, have a driver to get you there, get there. If it's in a more emergent situation, then calling an ambulance or the appropriate people to come to the scene to evaluate you.
Sure, time is key. Fireworks are maybe the first thing that we think about whenever the risk of a 4th of July, particularly things that might need the kind of work that you do. But food is a surprise danger here. What are the top culprits, we'll call them?
Yeah, interestingly enough, some of the foods that you commonly prepare at picnics and stuff, such as guacamole, can be quite dangerous.
The guac will get us, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, why is that?
It's because of the hard pit that's in the avocado.
Mm-hmm.
Commonly, people will have an avocado, and there's that pit in there that they're trying to get out, so they'll use a knife to try to stab it. And it'll veer off the pit or they'll just miss completely, and the knife will go through the avocado or miss the avocado and go into the hand. So you can get some pretty significant injuries from that, actually. They actually have a term for it called avocado hand. So if you look it up on the internet, you can see that. But you get lacerations of the flexor tendon or the tendon that makes you bend your finger or the nerves that give you sensation to the tips of your finger. So I usually get 3 or 4 of those a year, I'd say.
Wow.
Specifically from an avocado, but cutting anything really, large melons, like watermelons or things like that are common for a picnic, you can get an injury from. But
sure.
Most people don't think guacamole is dangerous, but I've seen quite a few injuries from it.
I was not expecting you to lay the warning at the feet of the guacamole.
Yeah, it's worth it though.
Yeah, it is worth it, but make it correctly.
But there are ways that you can avoid that. cutting the avocado in quarters, then you pretty much avoid it. You can pull the avocado pit out with your fingers or the most important thing, not having your hand behind it whenever you're trying to get the pit out.
Yeah.
And they make different utensils that you can use to get it out as well. But.
Sure. Might even be easier that way. And any other last tips that you can leave with us, not even just for this holiday, but just as we're going through life, ways that we can be handling things more carefully and trying to avoid the situation that might lead us to you?
Well, with fireworks specifically, obviously you want to stand, if you're lighting off fireworks, you're not heeding the advice and you're letting off more dangerous fireworks, you especially want to make sure you're standing at arm's reach length when you're lighting whatever firework it is. If it goes out, you don't want to relight it because it may be smoldering and it'll catch you off guard. You want to make sure that none of your other body parts are over the firework while you're trying to light it. If it explodes and you're leaning over it, facial injuries are common. Eye injuries are pretty common. The hand injuries are the most common, but those are other things. And then you definitely don't want to put them inside glass containers or metal containers because that can cause shrapnel and you can get other injuries from that. So, and even when you're out at a firework display, if you're able to do that this year, they're pretty well cornered off, but you want to be at least 500 feet from launch sites. You don't want to pick up any debris because they can still be live or they can be really hot too. But those are just some of the basic tips that you want to consider when lighting off fireworks.
All right, good tips, especially as we're heading into this holiday weekend, and it's more important than ever to be careful about how we are handling those things and even the things that you might not be thinking about for the 4th of July. So thank you, Dr. Ryan Rice, for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Brittany.
All right, and that was Dr. Ryan Rice of Penn Highlands Plastic Reconstructive and Cosmetic Surgery talking about some safety tips for your Independence Day weekend.